But getting back to the divorce itself, you just define an unscriptural divorce as just what that one fella did. It does not engage the other party, that she's not divorced at that point.
She is not dissolved from that marriage bond or released from that marriage bond. It's still there.
Yes, we would agree on that, which is why it makes it adultery for her and him. But would you say she has been divorced at that point? When he divorced her, when the judge slams the gavel down, said this on the case, he has divorced her. Is she now divorced?
In an unscriptural, ungodly, rebellious sense, that man has a divorce paper. But I don't see it as changing anything in divine law.
No, and I don't either. That's why I think when the other passages will say, and he who marries her who is divorced, that's why it's adultery as well. Because she's still tied to that unfaithful fellow that put her away, and he's still tied to her in this bond.
But you would take away that exception at that point.
Well, the exception was there when the first divorce occurred, which is the only divorce Jesus speaks of.
The only time the exception can be instilled?
Is that what Jesus says in Matthew 19:9 or in other places? If you divorce, and it is not for this reason, here's what the two of you are. You're in a state where you're either to be reconciled or any remarrying is adultery.
Right.
But to say that divorce can occur, and it wasn't for that reason, but now here are grounds that will allow for some kind of future divorce that we're still in the works of defining and making something that can really happen, I don't see the Bible language that speaks of anything.